Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, it's Dave Player on 720 WGN. So if you grew up in Chicagoland, you were bound to have your favorite amusement park. Maybe it was Riverview, Kittyland, Dispensa's Kitty Kingdom, Old Chicago, Great America, and maybe it was the Three Worlds of Santa's Village. Now, since 1959, Santa's Village has entertained millions of visitors. And joining us to talk some history, the summer season, some new rides, food, clear your throat, get ready, buddy, get ready, is the owner and operator, Jason Serpian. What's going on, pal?
The very famous Dave Player. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I am doing great. How has the season been so far? I mean, you know, it was like everybody else last year, you really weren't open for very long. It's got to be great to have people back in the park again.
It's definitely great to have people back, employees back to work. We're all busy and kind of doing our thing. We're 2 weeks into our full-time season, and it feels great. It's great to be back to have some kind of normalcy.
You always take the off-season, and really last year was a lot longer than that, but you always take the off-season to do some upgrades and powder coating. I mean, I have to say about the park, you know, I've been to many children's parks, you know, across the states, and they're not always fabulous. Yours is always clean, pristine, and the rides are like brand spanking new, so I'm assuming you had some projects last year.
We had lots of projects. We put in a couple new water body slides down in Santa Springs, the new water park area. So that was our phase two that's been completed. We also put in what we call the Blizzard, which is a swinging pendulum ride with a rotating disc at the bottom. And besides that, I mean, we did a lot of stuff. We were busy in the off season this year working on rides, tearing stuff apart. We had a pretty good opportunity to do some kind of bigger projects. And it was really good.
The history of Santa's Village, I mean, back in 1959, do you still have your current VP, Don Holloman? Is he still with you?
Don officially retired about 90 days ago.
Oh, did he really? But I mean, but he was at the park since the 60s, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was at Santa's Village since, I can never remember the exact date, but I believe 66. Before that, he was at Adventureland for about 4 years. I believe 62 is when he started at Adventureland, and then they moved him over to Santa's Village, and he was there up until literally just technically months ago.
The park itself and the name was born of a man who as a child had no real Christmas, and so, you know, this guy grew up in California during the Great Depression. His parents passed away pretty young, and as a father, he tried to give him like a little Christmas gift of himself, and he was inspired by the holiday season and what Santa meant to him, and he opened up this amusement park. It's a pretty cool history.
It is pretty neat. What's actually really neat about it is in the beginning, and I don't know why, maybe just being too busy or whatever, but we never really talked to the other Santa's villages that were built across the country, and some of them were associated with our park, some of them weren't, but we've had some pretty slick opportunities in the past, maybe 18 months, to talk to a few of the Santa's villages, including the one that was directly related to ours out in California, and it's just kind of been fun in this off season to see the differences, and there weren't many in the parks. They're pretty much almost exactly the same.
That's pretty cool. And you here, and this is what's pretty cool, because the park closed for a little bit, and then you and your business partner decided to get secure the property and get a lot of the rides back and rebuild this thing. But as a kid, you worked there, and that's pretty cool. This has come full circle for you.
I did, and I'm not going to date myself, but in the early 90s, I did work at the park, too. Went there as a kid. I lived in the nearby area, grew up in Carpentersville, spent a lot of time at Santa's Village and Kittyland in the summer with my grandparents who all lived in Chicago, and it's been kind of a neat thing, you know, you kind of come full circle and realize it, and now we're 10 years into owning it, 11 years into owning it.
Wow.
A few bumps along the way here, especially in the last year and a half or so. But yeah, here we are. We're smoking along. It's been a pretty good summer. It's nice to be back and have people back in the park and starting to already look into what we're going to do for 2022.
The park features several rides from the original Santa's Village, as we talked about. The sleigh ride. You brought back the snowballs some years ago. What else is there from the original park? You got the fire truck. I know that.
fire truck ride is there. Santa slide is still there, which people can't believe. It's pretty much the original slide since 1959. That's there. We had the sleigh ride back for quite a while. We did take that out a few years ago. Retired the horses that used to pull that around. We've got some Kiddyland rides. We've got the Kiddy Whip ride from Kiddyland, the Space Invasion ride from Kiddyland, the Midget Racers from Kiddyland. We did acquire the Log Flume from Kiddyland a few years back, although that's not operational yet. We look forward to adding that in the near future also.
But I like that you take the time to rework all these rides, and that log ride was also such a big part of Kiddyland. So, I mean, if you grew up in Chicago, now you're bringing your kids, you get kind of the best of both worlds in all this. And, you know, as I said, your rides always look great. And I just want to do some behind the scenes conversation here. Like, what's the process like in restoring, you know, the luster to some of this? I mean, you're buying parts and pieces maybe from other rides, the fresh powder coat. Like, you know, what's some of that process look like?
Well, I can give you the last one. We're at the very final stages. We had to rebuild entirely our Eli Bridge Scrambler ride. Has been out of operation now. I can't remember if we took it out in 19 or ran it in 19, but that's been down, and we're at the very tail end of that. But, I mean, a complete rebuild of this ride during COVID, which has been a nightmare to try to get parts and such. But, I mean, a complete rebuild of this ride that I've never seen ever before. This ride is, you know, it's an older ride. Most of them are. They don't really make too many scramblers anymore. But yeah. To rework it and see how these people built things back in the 50s and 60s is just sometimes it's unreal to realize how much work was what has gone into these things, craftsmanship.
Yeah, right.
That you just don't see in the newer rides today. But the scrambler went through an entire rebuild process like I've never seen. It's basically made out of airline aluminum. And in each seat, I can't remember what my guys told me, but I think there's somewhere in the neighborhood of 8,000 or 9,000 aluminum, aircraft aluminum rivets in each seat, 12 seats.
Wow. That's pretty cool. And I just love it because you always have a passion for it. And when I bring the kids there, you're usually working on some project. I'll find you down there in the dirt, just building something new, fixing something, redoing the landscaping, whatever it is. But you're always busy. Santa Springs is very new, and there was a water park at that at Santa's Village years and years ago. But you kind of brought back a new experience for that as well.
Yeah, Racing Rapids was built in 1981. Again, if I remember the dates correctly, put a few new pieces in the 80s. It went a long time without anything new. They added the tube slide in 1989, and I believe that was the last aquatic ride that they put in into Racing Rapids. And so that stuff was no longer serviceable. We tore it down here maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago, and we started building our own in 2019. And I guess we technically started in 2018 for quite a project. And got it open for, you know, the very tail end of the 2019 season. We added a couple more body slides for 2020. Unfortunately, we didn't open. So that's what we've got for right now. And we're already starting to work on and realize what phase three looks like in hopes that we can do that phase three project for 2022.
Very cool. Talk to folks about some of the other highlights there besides. So you got a great food selection there, obviously, throughout the whole park.
Yeah, so food is always pretty important in the park. Funnel cakes, we see everybody hit the funnel cake stand at the end of the day. You and I have had a few conversations over a couple of brewskis.
Yes, we have.
There at the Reindeer Ridge and the burger. But we've got all those kind of classic, carnival or amusement park foods, hamburgers, cheeseburgers, hot dogs, get your corn dogs. We brought those back for this year, our supersized corn dogs, which people are loving. The funnel cake sundaes, the mini melt, you name it, just kind of all that normal food fare, and people are just having a really good time. I think people have a lot of pent up energy, and they're definitely taking a pretty big part of the food service, that's for certain. And I think it's good, you know, ice cream. So it's been really good. I think people are having a good time getting the heck out of the house finally, getting those masks off for the folks that are vaccinated and such, and it's just been a really good turnout so far this season, and we're pretty excited to see people back out at the park.
Are animals, do they play a role still at the park, Jason?
Yeah, no, we've got our fettings area still there, our walk-in aviary for the kids to feed, you know, hand-feed the birds. Yeah, all that stuff is pretty much there. We took out our pony rides for multiple reasons. COVID changed a lot of things for sure for us, you know, in the near future and in the distant future also. But pretty much the animals are pretty much still all there. Definitely the aviary is always a crowd favorite. It's air conditioned in there. The kids get the opportunity to come into that free flight aviary and hand feed the birds. So the critters are definitely there. They're loving it. The reindeer are out there in a new location overlooking the water park, which is kind of cool. So, yeah, they're still there.
Very, very cool. And I'll tell you, if you haven't been there for years or decades, for that matter, it's time to take the kids or grandkids. It's geared toward children's ages 2 to 12. You know, I have an 8-year-old, I have a 15-year-old, and a 20-year-old, and I guarantee you my older two are still going to want to go because it's just part of classic tradition. There are still a couple rides they can go on as well, but Santa's Village has been there a long time. It's located at 601 Dundee Avenue in East Dundee. And Father's Day, you got a special going on for dads, don't you?
You betcha. Father's free with a full paid admission all day on Sunday.
I love it. For more information, group discounts, birthday parties, and more, visit santasvillagedundee.com. Always a pleasure, my friend, and can't wait to come out and check out the park this year.
Look forward to seeing you. We appreciate you as not only our favorite radio show host, but also as a customer. You've been out there a lot, and it's really, I've always appreciated our relationship. Love seeing you when you come out there, and appreciate being on your show. So thank you so much, sir.
My pleasure. My producer's shaking his head like, yeah, you're making his head really big here. Don't do that to me for the next 2 hours. I can see it in his face. All right, buddy. We'll talk soon.